And what would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Oh, a child is born to an unmarried woman.
Yeah.
What do you call it? What is the word to use there? Illegitimate.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other words you might use?
No. That's about the only one I would use.
Okay. Are there any words that you heard other people use that aren't very nice or anything like that?
Yeah.
Like what?
I use the word bastard.
Okay.
And
anything else?
I can't think of another one.
Okay. If a child has lost both parents, you'd say the child is what?
A child that lost both parents would be, I'm going to call him a widow, but he ain't married. He lost both parents. I don't know. What do you call it?
Okay. Well, if you put him in an institution, what would you call him?
Orphan.
Okay.
Orphan, that's okay. What it is.
Would you call him an orphan if he wasn't in an institution?
Yeah. I think you use the word orphan either way, if he was in one or out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You might say an orphan could be looked after by its legal
guardian.
Okay. If you have a bunch of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, boy, this whole town is just full of my...
Kinfolks or relatives?
Okay.
More likely it's the kinfolks.
Okay. Would you use that word for your parents to mean your own parents?
Kinfolks or relatives?
Well, kinfolks.
No, I think you might would. Yeah, you might would say kinfolk. They're my kinfolk.
Usually would you use that word or...
You mean about your mother and father?
Yeah.
You would say they are my kinfolk?
Uh-huh.
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
No, you say mother and father.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about relatives? Would you mean parents when you said that thing? Or not?
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
No, you mostly would mean relatives like grandparents, uncles, aunties, cousins, you know, anything below your father and mother.
Uh-huh. Okay, I get it. You might say about somebody, he has the same family name. He does look a little bit like me, but I'm actually...
No relation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say he's a...
Stranger.
Okay. And what if he comes from out of state? What would you call him?
He's a out-of-stater.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what if he comes from out of country?
Oh, he's out of the country.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
He's from the country.
Oh, I mean, say he comes from Africa or Asia.
He's a foreigner.
Okay, okay. Uh-huh. Okay, on this next section, I got a bunch of just names.
Uh-huh.
And this isn't to see how much you know or anything like that. It's just to see how you say it.
Okay.
You know? So I will give you as many hints as I can without just saying it.
All right.
Let's see, where am I? I think there's been an airplane hovering over my head this entire day. I can't seem to get away from it. Earlier, when I was talking to that lady, the airplanes, the helicopters kept coming over. I think they're flying from that Air Force field out
there. Yeah, Randolph?
Someplace. I don't know.
Yeah, Randolph. It's back across that way.
Yeah.
I mean, not across that way. I mean, it's more back that way.
Yeah.
Northeast. When you come in from Austin, you look over to your left there. Way on back over there.
Yeah.
In other words, it's about 18 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
Going back northeast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what was the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
Okay. And what was the name of George Washington's wife?
Martha.
Okay. And there's a nickname for Helen that begins with an N.
Helen.
Yeah, there's a song that goes, "Wait till the sun shines."
Nelly.
Okay. And Will is a nickname for...
Bill.
Okay. Or a longer name would be...
William.
Okay.